With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem. Israel and Hamas likely in the coming days to begin talks on phase two that would be aimed at negotiating an end to the war altogether.
It's not clear whether these talks will succeed, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to Washington this week. He's set to meet with President Donald Trump. Trump has made it clear he would like to see this phase two succeed. These talks at the White House could set the tone and help decide whether the sides can find a way to end this war.
CBS says it will turn over unedited transcripts of its October interview with Kamala Harris to the Federal Communications Commission. President Trump says the Harris interview was deceptively edited to make her look good. Also at SRNnews.com, countries still reeling from the two plane crashes this past week in Philadelphia and Washington. Authorities say the investigations are very thorough and will be time-consuming. Aviation attorney Robert A. Clifford.
We know that the Reagan Airport is congested. We know that it has limitations to it because of its proximity to the Capitol. We know that necessarily there are military aircraft, but there should be an immediate halt to the use of helicopters.
Atlanta police say a former head basketball coach at two universities in Georgia has been shot and killed. Sammy Jackson's body found in the city shortly after his family had reported him missing. If you are looking to buy a cattle stockyards, you're in luck. The Oklahoma National Stockyards is now up for sale. 100-acre property on the block for a price tag of $27 million. This is SRN News. China is moving up the World Watch list.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians compiled by Open Doors US puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale. But the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous Holocaust diary has opened in New York. Exhibit for the, or rather at the Center of Jewish History in Manhattan, unveiled this past week as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The first time the annex has been completely recreated outside of Amsterdam. This is SRN News. All across the United States, colleges and universities cautiously navigating the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear. Trump has said DEI amounts to discrimination. To get colleges to shutter diversity programs, he said during the campaign trail that he would, quote, advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Officials say a parent tackled a man who opened fire during a band competition at a Texas high school Saturday night. Several others helped to disarm the man. Person was injured in the shooting. Police say the man is in his 80s and had entered the high school with a small caliber weapon and then opened fire. More details at SRNnews.com.